First off, congratulations on the new gig with the Buffalo Bills. And how exciting is it for you to be back here in Rochester with training camp day one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little hard to believe, driving down a throughway, coming back to something that you were involved with from day one. Really exciting to see that it's stood the test of time. So people are just as excited. The camp's in a great place. It's great for football ops. But it's fun to be back.
I, from my understanding, you were among the people that helped bring Bills training camp to Rochester back in the early 2000s after it was in Fredonia for years. I mean, take us back to that time, bringing the team back here and now getting the chance to work with them again as they've been long-term partners.
Yeah, one of the first projects I worked on, you know, it was a competitive process. We were looking for the best location to have camp. As you can see, this is an incredible place, and Fisher jumped up on the map pretty quickly as the destination. So started working with the college, started working with people in the town, and we're able to put something together. And you know, even that year one, we knew it was going to be a success. The way people turned out, the way they reacted to it. And Rochester's a critical market for us, so it's always going to be important. So to put a stake in the ground in the city with an event like training camp is very important.
And 23 years later, a little more than 23, but this is the 23rd year that training camp is here. Is it still just as it was year one with the excitement and the anticipation with the Bills?
Yeah, a lot of things are the same, but I love the way it's evolved. They've built on the foundation, and it's even better, I think, than it was. The fans are a little bit closer to the action. It's a great experience. It's even better than for football operations than it was when we built it. But it's just really exciting to know that we created a foundation that the current group was able to evolve, and then you come back and you see it even better than you left it.
When it comes to the experience here, talk about a little bit about how the experience has evolved for the fans. I know that there was a little pause because of COVID, but it seems like things have picked up now, and there's plenty for Bills fans to do, whether it's for themselves or with their kids too.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly accessible. I mean, you can see right behind us, the fans are lined up. They have access to the players. Great vantage point for viewing. I mean, you're getting an opportunity to see how a NFL team develops before the season starts. That's a special opportunity. There's a lot for the kids to do here. And so we've been proud that it stood up. But again, it's even better than it was. I think the fan experience here is incredible.
I know that for the past few years, it's been a year-by-year agreement with St. John Fisher to bring training camp back here to Rochester. What are the plans for the long term going forward? Is that still a year by year basis, or is there maybe something in the works to maybe make this more of a longer term partnership with the company?
Yeah, I don't know that was necessarily intentional. I think it's just the way that the partnership here evolved. I had breakfast with Sean McDermott this morning. He loves camp. He thinks it's a great opportunity to get the players together, especially when you have a lot of new faces. You know, we talked specifically about how it works for him and for his staff, and he was very high in everything that's going on here. So with Rochester continuing to be important to us, you know, I'd anticipate us being here for a while.
Now, when it comes to the long term here with the Bills, and not only the Bills, but also the Sabres, what are some of the goals that you're hoping to achieve here in the next coming months and years that you're on board with the Bills and Sabres?
Yeah, there's a couple of big things going on. I think nothing more important than that new stadium. You know, to have a state-of-the-art facility like that in Buffalo is pretty amazing to come back to. You know, obviously we're 2 years out, but everything's on track and on schedule, and exciting to see it go up. And the vision for what it's supposed to be is kind of coming into focus now. You know, on the Sabres side, I think we're ready. You know, we want to take a hard look at the arena and see where that's going long term. We brought Lindy Ruff in, which has been exciting to the fans, to hopefully get us on track on the ice as well. The Pegula family are as committed to these teams as they've ever been. So it's a perfect time to be here for both franchises. There's a lot of aspirational type things happening, and it's fun to be a part of.
And it's great for the future of Western New York too, seeing not only the new stadium go up, but as you mentioned, looking into the arena and upgrades with the new video board that's coming up, the new roof, certainly more that's coming down the road here. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, back in 2001 when this camp launched, there was a lot of questions about the long-term viability of the Bills. I'm not hearing those anymore. You know, the stadium's going up, the camp's solid here in Rochester. So yeah, the future's really bright.